Election 2020 on WTOP. President Trump refuses to let President-elect Joe Biden's transition staff get access to government offices, secure communications, and classified briefings. But something has changed. Senate Republicans tonight are insisting that Biden should get at least the president's daily intelligence brief. Those lawmakers include Lindsey Graham of South Carolina and Roy Blunt of Missouri. A little earlier this evening, Ken Duffy and I spoke with Vice News Deputy D.C. Bureau Chief Todd Zwillick about Republicans changing their tone on this subject.
I think it's an acknowledgement from Republicans. Look, there's a lot of play acting going on around Washington about the president's refusal to concede here. Republicans have been doing two things. They've been going in front of cameras saying the president has a right to challenge results. In some cases, like Kevin McCarthy, the Republican leader of the House, saying that Donald Trump won the election. Then they're running to reporters behind the camera saying, we don't believe any of this. We know Trump lost. We need a juiced up base for special Senate elections, runoffs, pardon me, in Georgia. It's a very, very cynical game that they're playing. So what does it show? It shows that despite a cynical political game that's willing to risk faith in our democratic elections, they know that you can't mess with national security. Look, we're in a transition. This is a time when an Iran or maybe a North Korea might want to try some games, some provocation, and the next president has to be read in. There's a coronavirus crisis. 241,000 Americans are dead. You guys know that we're in a third wave. Hospitalizations are at an all-time high. The next president is Joe Biden, and Joe Biden has to be read in, and they know it.
A lot of changes as well within the Trump administration. Defense Secretary Mark Esper fired. Now, some Homeland Security leaders are forced to resign. Do these moves have anything to do with the president's efforts to stay in office?
It's a little bit unclear, and it appears the answer is probably no. There's been some decent reporting out of the New York Times about what this might be, which is the president has an expressed desire to get out of Afghanistan and fast. He gets a lot of pushback from the military brass. There's some suggestion that some of the loyalists, the acolytes that he's installed in the Pentagon, may be more amenable to that, except the military brass probably isn't budging, not willing to do any brash moves as the president's on the way out. But it's a little bit unclear what the intentions are here. And that's what's got a lot of people worried. Are they military in nature? Are they potentially corrupt? Look, a lot of people didn't notice that about 2 weeks before the election, the White House was pressuring the Pentagon to grant a lucrative 5G contract to some of Donald Trump's political allies. That's at a company called Rivada Networks. They're billions and billions of dollars at stake. So are the civilian leaders there for potential corrupt purposes? On the DHS side, is it connected to the election? That's unknown. Probably not. CISA, the cybersecurity branch of DHS, issued a statement just tonight saying that the election was clean, that there was no evidence of any votes being deleted or reduced at all in this election. But the assistant director of CISA is one of the people who was forced to resign earlier today. His name's Brian Ware. I asked the White House if those things were connected. They're not commenting. So it doesn't appear. Look, here's one thing that's clear, that all of these purges in the national security apparatus aren't meant to serve the interest of the public. They can't be. They're clearly meant to serve the interest, whether it's personal, whether it's ego or potentially corrupt, of the president himself and his allies. It can't be to serve the public interest, because why not? Wouldn't you have made these changes months ago?
On Skype tonight, that's Vice News Deputy D.C. Bureau Chief Todd Zwillick.